eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. Just a quick reminder that we come at you twice a week, and we would love for you to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Okay, before we get into what Greg Johnson said about the front office and any free agency stuff, let's work through the Zach Littell situation a little bit. And it's really kind of a 1-2 punch. And for those of you who, I can't imagine there are many of you, but if you're not aware of the situation, earlier this week, Littell gets pulled out of a game. He had faced four batters. He allowed three of them to reach base and had then just gotten a double play. But here comes Matt Olson to the plate. It's an obvious pitching change situation. Gabe Kapler goes out to get him. Littell slams the ball into his hand and then turns around and barks at him a little bit. Gabe gives him a weird look, then goes, okay, I'm going to go back and do my job here on the mound. But then when he gets back to the dugout, he does the dad walk. Right? Son, get your ass over here right now. We need to talk. They go down to the tunnel. I'm sure he got absolutely unloaded upon. And then there was the apology from Littell after the game. My bad. It was just emotion. He gets sent down to the minors the very next day, and Gabe Kapler essentially says, totally performance-based, with the caveat that being a good teammate is part of your performance. So let's start with the act, and then we'll get to the next day comments. But a quick reaction on, like, I know there are all the rumors of, oh, the guys have problems with Gabe Kapler. I see this happen, and the first thing I'm thinking of is, that's a guy? Of all the people that you could have to have an outburst or a situation with Gabe Kapler, literally probably the last person on the entire list of people who've worn Giants uniforms this year, maybe outside of Kevin Padlow, that you'd be like, that's the guy who ends up, you know, throwing the gauntlet down on the ground? I could not believe it.
I know. It was absolutely stunning to me. First off, I'm thinking to myself, as it's happening in real time, I'm lying in bed like half asleep, and I'm going, he's the only guy, Zach Littell, on the planet who thinks that Zach Littell should still be on the mound in this circumstance. Like, that's, don't let the Kapler stuff, because people have their own opinions on Kapler, that does, should not formulate in the moment. He was wrong, Zach Littell.
Totally.
Doug, you gave up four consecutive, what was it, about hits and walks or whatever it was, yeah, the combination of three and one. And then you are going to think that you're worthy to face Matt Olson in that situation of the game? How delusional are you? My favorite attribute in sports and in any life walk of life is self-awareness. And he lacked all the self-awareness in that situation. And like you, I'm saying, who the hell does Zach Littell think he is?
I mean, he got the double play, the batter before Matt Olson. And I was just like we often do with baseball. I was kind of in and out of the room.
Yeah.
I think I was cooking some dinner or something like that, or maybe grabbing some dessert. And so the bags are full. And you know, I'm already thinking to myself, well, they're probably like, he's faced three batters.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, that's probably it. Let's get this dude out of here because he's throwing lollipops up there. And they let him face the next hitter. And I forget who it was, but it was one of the Braves mashers. Mm-hmm. I think it was Riley who he was facing. And so I was already surprised that they let him face Riley.
Exactly.
He gets the double play, but now lefty's coming up. And oh, by the way, you play for the Giants. You know how this works.
Exactly.
You're facing a lefty. I don't care if you've actually mowed through the last two righties in a row. Alexander's in the bullpen. He's ready. He's left-handed. Go sit down. It was bizarre.
It was so crazy. And then to see Kapler storming into the dugout, let's go down in the tunnel and let's talk. I'm thinking to myself, first off, Littell looked a little worried. That's number one. But no one wants to say that out loud. Kap was furious with him, and he was ready to take him down there. And so, whatever. I just look at this as like a lot of people are going to go, what the hell, Kapler losing? And look, it is odd. That's number one. It's odd because it's Zach Littell. Had it been a more prominent player, I would think there's more credence to this thing. But who the hell does Zach Littell think he is? And look, this is not exclusive to Kapler. This happened to Bochy. And this happened with a more prominent player on that roster than what Zach Littell is to this roster. Santiago Casilla, who won a World Series as a closer in 2014, in 2016 of May, him and Bochy got into it. Now, he apologized almost immediately, but this is not like exclusive to Kapler here. This happened to Bochy as well. I don't think people remember that.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
No, absolutely it did. And so now let's flash forward to the next day, because this is where Kapler ended up actually taking the majority of the criticism he took this week, which is that when he went out into the dugout for his pregame session and Littell has been sent down, he said this was performance based and essentially it had nothing to do with what happened last night, which nobody bought. And then at the very end of the comment, he's like, well, I will also say that your behavior and what kind of teammate you are is part of performance. So he hedges a little bit, and here's what I would say about it. Do I think that Littell's outburst had something to do with being sent down? Yes, I do. Do I think that Gabe Kapler should be forced in a dugout to look at a group of microphones and say, yes, we sent Zach Littell down because he was an idiot last night? It seems like everybody wants Gabe to do that. And I'm sitting here going, look, you all already know A equals A, right? If I get that 1 + 1 = 2 and you all know that, don't get mad at me for not spelling it out when you know that spelling it out will embarrass a professional, okay? Like, you all want Gabe's relationship to be good in the clubhouse? How about start here? Don't kick a teammate while he's down. You just sent him to sack. We all know what happened. Why should Gabe Kapler be forced to say it in front of the media the next day? I don't think that's fair.
It's called tact. See, this is the way I look at this. It's reading the room if you're a management position, no matter what the industry is, and not throwing one of your guys under the bus or gals or whoever's in there. I'm going to cite another Bochy example here because this one I found interesting. 2011, they get Miguel Tejada. Miguel Tejada does not want to bunt, okay? Refuses to bunt. And I remember Bochy being furious about it, but instead of throwing the guy under the bus, well, you know, situation, we kind of wanted him to bunt, and he didn't bunt. A couple days later, he's DFA'd, he's off the way. But they didn't say it's because he was insubordinate and didn't follow the rules and wasn't a good teammate. No. They were just like, it's performance-based. Nobody questioned him. Well, because he had the equity of the ring. So this happens all the time. And like you said, here's the thing. it is also performance-based, because if Littell was better, we would give him a longer leash. Talent Absolutely. Over tolerance. So it is a part of the factoring. I don't think he lied at all.
Look, this is life. I don't care what you do in life.
Exactly.
Whatever the equality of a 5.08 ERA is in your job.
Yes.
If that's your performance and you go yell at your boss, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. And if you're still there the next day, wow, I'd like to know how you pulled that off. It's not how it works. So yeah, performance is a part of it and behavior is a part of it. And he should be in Sacramento right now for multiple reasons.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that I keep coming back to, and this is more the Kapler slander in general. And again, I'm not really in on Farhan and Kapler and some of the ways that they go about constructing the roster. There's a lot that they got to do to win me over. That being said, I will defend Kapler and the way he pushes the buttons every single day. Guys have to perform, and we've forgotten that element. And I feel like anytime someone doesn't perform on the field, on the mound, at the plate, we instantly pivot and become experts. Well, you should have went to this guy. Should have went to that guy. The roster top to bottom doesn't have a lot of high performing players right now. So my question to everyone would be like, which card's he turning over here? That's the Greg Maddux card coming out of the bullpen. Where's the Rob Nen card coming out of the bullpen? They got one reliable bullpen arm. His name Camilo Duvall. Everybody else is a complete wild card at this point. So I'm not even mad at him, but I'm starting to see people use these things as sweeping indictments on who Kapler is as a manager. I just don't think it's fair.